98. Good evening. Welcome to the first Totally Irish of 2019. Let's kick off the music with the new single from Party Tears.
The sound of the city. 98 FM.
Between 9 and 11 p.m. on 98 FM.
Good evening. Welcome to the first Totally Irish of 2019 with me, John Barker. 98 FM's weekly Irish music show, sponsored by Captain America's Cookhouse and Bar. I hope that you are enjoying your Sunday evening so far and are looking forward to listening to some new Irish music tonight. On this week's show, we've got new releases from hip-hop act MZA. We've also got the new release from soul musician Rob DeBoer. We've got the new Daniel John Paxton single in there as well. He, who was once of Sweet Jane and Buffalo Sun, some of who you may remember. As well as that, we've got new releases from Fiacc Moriarty, Peachface and The Spiral. Oh yeah, and we've also got new music from Bouts, which I was just sent on before the show. The Bouts boys will be live on the show on January the 27th. They've got a new album coming out, and we'll be playing their new release in part two of the show. I'll also be chatting to Sean Mulrooney from the band Tau about Tau's new album, which is coming out on February the 4th. Sean is a musician who's based in Berlin, but he is back home in Ireland for a few weeks, and I'll be chatting to him shortly. Speaking of Irish acts based in Berlin, we started this week's new music with a track from Party Fears. They are a duo based in Berlin and release a new EP called Just Friends in the next few weeks. From it, you heard the new single Sun King the Second, which is a post-punk scream about what's going on right now with the likes of Brexit and the Trump administration. But my advice would be, don't get stressed about these things. You're living in Berlin. Just enjoy it. Another Irish act who's living in Berlin and I'm sure is enjoying life right now is called Ruth Mack. Ruth is originally from Galway. She moved to Berlin in October. She releases her debut single this Friday. It's a song about the act of compromise and is filed under the category of very catchy slacker rock. It's called Speed.
We'll soon align. If your hand's in mine, our bodies will soon align. Will soon align. If your hand's in mine, our bodies will soon align. Soon align. If our hands in mine, our bodies will soon align.
That is the very listenable debut single from Ruth Mack. It's called Speed. It's released this Friday and we met Ruth and three of her mates in October in Berlin when we did our Totally Irish Goes to Berlin show, which featured us chatting to lots of Irish musicians living in Berlin. One of those musicians we interviewed that night was called Sean Mulrooney, whose band Tau released their new album on February the 4th. And Sean has just joined us in the 98FM studio on this week's Totally Irish. Hey, Sean.
How you doing, John?
It's good to see you again.
Yeah.
It only seems like yesterday, but
it's been a while.
We realised it's about 5 months ago since we last met. Is it good to be home? How long have you been home from?
I've been home for, I think, since December, early December. Been amazing. Yeah. Loving it.
Catching up with family Absolutely. And friends.
I'm enjoying coming back, you know. Just, you know, gone away, gone to the country, exploring the land, you know.
You've been living in Berlin the last few years, but where is home for you originally? Is it Dublin?
Home is Donnymead.
Is Donnymead?
Northside.
Oh, Northside. Nice. Yeah. You still have the accent, actually.
I do.
Now that you mention it.
Yeah, it's a hard one to bury.
It's impossible. Yeah. You'll always have it. Just lingers with you for your whole life.
I'm proud of it, John. I don't want to get rid of it.
Sean, the new album is called Tao and the Drones of Praise. It's out on February the 4th. Shall we take a listen to the first single from that album?
Sure.
Okay, this is called It's Already Written.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. It's already written from Tao in this week's Totally Irish. It is the first single from Tao's new album, which is out on February the 4th. It's called Tao and the Drones of Praise. Sean Mulrooney from Tao is our guest on this week's show. Sean, can you explain to us what that song is all about? If possible.
Yeah.
In less than 20 minutes.
The brief synopsis, 20 minutes, 20 seconds. It's basically was inspired by a book called The Cosmic Serpent, which is about a scientist who went to a shamanic tribe and he discovered the connection between DNA and the cosmic serpent, which is in like a lot of shamanic teachings, which right. is this duality of existence, strands that live in the DNA, and that DNA itself has a code. So the gist of the song is like it's already written. The code is already written, so, you know,
so
don't worry.
What's going to happen to you is going to happen
yeah,
to you.
Yeah, it's already unfolded in another reality, possibly, or in the future, or the past, in the non-linear time and space.
And you know what, I'm actually sorry I asked you now.
Yeah,
really,
well...
I'm going to have to go home now and Google all of this stuff.
That's a 20-second answer.
Yeah, okay. So, which leads on to a million other questions, but basically, it doesn't really matter what you do. What's going to happen in your life is already determined already.
Yeah, that's kind of. One way of looking at it.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Okay, lovely.
And play with it, you know, have fun with it, you know.
Yeah.
Don't take it all too serious.
Yeah, well, I'll go with that sentiment.
Yeah.
I like that sentiment. You've been living in Berlin for the past few years, so a lot of our listeners maybe, or a lot of our younger listeners may not be familiar with your name, but I guess those who had their ear to the ground in Irish music around the early 2000s will know you as being the frontman of Humanzi, who released two albums, the first of which was called Tremors, right. released in 2006 through Fiction and Polydor Records. I remember around that time, because I am of that age as well, Sean, and as well as you know, there was a lot of buzz around you guys, around Humanzi, around that time. When that first album, Tremors, came out, I remember you winning Best New Irish Act at the Media Awards, and I think it was 2006. Do you look back fondly on those days with Humanzi? Were they must have been really exciting days.
They were. I mean, it was a bunch of young lads who formed a band together, and then within a couple of months, we had, you know, most of the labels in England trying to sign us. So it was kind of like the dream, you know. It took me a while now to, after all of that, it took me a while to really accept it and, you know, be at peace with it, because it was such a mad journey for us, you know.
And I'd say it happened so quickly as well. It was such a rush as
yeah,
well, probably.
Yeah, we literally went from, you know, lugging our gear around the music centre to, you know, our own tour bus and supporting huge bands, like ridiculous stuff, and we had a lot of expectations and a lot of press, but you know, we were just a bunch of lads, and we just kind of, you know, sometimes we would have let our egos get the better of us in that situation, because we didn't have like a lot of guidance, but all in all, I had a great time. It was great.
I'm sure
like, you know, living the dream.
Yeah, exactly. You must have amazing memories as well. And you're at that age as well where you can be a little bit kind of arrogant about the whole thing, and you know, it can fill you with so much confidence as well that if it happened to you now, you would probably do everything in a different manner.
Well, yeah, I guess you would, because, you know, as you have a path in life, and, you know, you're not your 22-year-old self. You know what I mean? When you're 36, and if you are, there's something going wrong. But no, I don't know if I do things different. It's hard to say, isn't it?
Yeah.
'Cause that was then, and I think that everything that happens to you takes you to the place where you are now,
because it's in your DNA.
Because
are we back
your
to your
DNA.
This is brilliant.
Exactly.
We're going back to it's already
it's
written.
In that strand, that code.
Yeah.
You know, that molecular. Cold.
I love the way that everything that's happened in your life has brought you to 98FM tonight.
Exactly.
Like that's why everything has happened in your past.
That's the journey. That's the real deal.
Sean, you moved to Berlin probably 8-9 years ago. And I know you love it there, because when we met in October, you were telling us that And sure, look, who could blame you? It's a great city. But over the years, you've become friends with lots and lots of other really, really cool, creative musicians over in Berlin. And in that Totally Irish Berlin special show that we did in October, we covered this extensively. But can you give us a reminder maybe of what the music scene is like over in Berlin? Because from our short time over there, we discovered a community that are really, really supportive. We discovered an environment where creative people are respected and they're encouraged a lot more probably than you would find here in Ireland.
Yeah, I mean, that was when you did that show, it kind of brought a lot of people together, and we were just kind of going, Jesus, this is great, you know, the amount of people. Actually, even before that, when we did that festival that you know about, the Craw Festival.
Yeah, so you did a festival last year called Craw, which brought all these Irish musicians together.
And that was the first time that something like that had been done in Berlin, and then we just realised, you know, wow, there's a community here, and there is, you know, don't want to really go on about Berlin too much because everyone knows how cool it is for creatives, so don't need to keep going on about that, but there is a freedom there that, you know, and a support, and there's an underground scene and a lot of venues. I don't know how many venues there are in Dublin. I'm kind of out of the loop, but there's you know, maybe 50 that you can play in. And people, you know, they tend to just kind of take the bull by the horns and just go for it there, you know. And, you know, obviously it's a bit cheaper to live there, so you don't have as much, you know, although, you know, things are changing.
One of the things that some of the musicians that we spoke to on the night in October said was that when they mentioned to people that they were musicians in Ireland, most of the time people go, but what do you do for a living? I know you play a bit of music, what do you do for a living? Whereas in Berlin, they felt when they said they're a musician, people were like, that's great, like, tell me about your career.
Say, how do you make your money? Yeah. They say, with the same as everybody else, you know.
Yeah.
You do what you can, you know, and that's the way it is in Berlin. A lot of people are artists forced, you know, and people in here, because it's so hard to survive here, so people have to be out grafting and doing what they can. But in Berlin, you can still do that, you know.
One of the acts that you've become really good mates with over in Berlin is Nina Hines.
Yeah. Nina's amazing. Amazing person, and she's just a ball of light and just a very inspiring character, and how she approaches what she does, you know.
She's great.
She's amazing.
I've known of her for years. I only got to meet her in October, but she was one of the guests on that Berlin show. And right now in this week's Totally Irish, we're going to have a listen to the very emotive, powerful performance that she gave on the night with her song Raging Fire, a song I think she was telling us that night that she wrote the day her sister passed away. This performance, which is from October, features a group of backing vocalists, one of whom is Sean yourself. So keep an ear out, folks, for Sean in the background. Here's Nina Hines performing her song Raging Fire.
Hello, this is called Raging Fire. To control every raging fire, I could control every man in my empire, moving the mountains was easy to you. I'm holding on for the light to come through. This is your life, this is it all. This is your shame, you can take it and fall. This is a breeze, this is a mire. This is your chance for holding the fire. Try to control every raging fire. strong, see the truth in the light. I can be strong when you love me as weak. I can be strong when you stand to me. This is your life, this is it all. This is your shame, you can take it and fall. This is a breeze, this is a mire. This is your chance for holding the fire. Firefighter, I see a line divided. I see a blind eye. I see the fear in you. I see the morning light become the hunger strike. I see the walls tumble. I see the hate in you. I see the bold wall. I see you lose control. I see you never had it. I see the love in you. I see a long life. I see a hunger strife. I see the glory too. Me in you, I see a better life. I see a better life. I see a better life. I see a better life.
You know, I still listen to that, even though I've listened to it a fair few times, because we recorded it back in October, and I go, wow.
It's amazing.
It's amazing.
Beautiful recording, actually.
Beautiful sound, song. Yeah. Beautiful recording, actually, yeah. Yeah. Thanks to End the Gallery from that. That is Nina Hines that you've just been listening to with a group of backing vocalists, including Sean Mulrooney, who's with me here. And that was the song called Raging Fire. And Sean is formerly of Humanzi, and his current band, who's called Tau, have a new album coming out on February the 4th. Good memories, though, of that night.
Yeah, it was
great. Good fun. It's a great experience. Yeah, really. That was recorded at around 3 a.m. as well, which makes it even more impressive.
John, we were all bollocksed, in fairness. Kept us there all night, smoking cigarettes and drinking wine. We were.
Yeah, yeah. And as for the after party, God, that's another story.
I missed that.
Sean, how did Tau come about? So we've already talked about Humanzi, we've talked about what life is like for you a little bit in Berlin in terms of the music scene. So how did Tau come about?
Tau came about, I was working, I kind of, after Humanzi, and then I went on to do a very little known solo project called Admiral Black. I started to kind of lose my creative flow, and I ended up working with bands and working as a booking agent in a venue in Berlin called White Trash, and so I wasn't really creative. And then I got the impulse again after a year or two of literally not picking up a guitar that, Jesus, like, this is what I love doing, and I have to do it again. And then I got led, I went on a journey, I went to Mexico, went to the desert, bought a guitar, found a very cool tuning, which most of the Tau songs are in this weird drop, it's called drop F sharp. And I got a lot of spiritual and creative inspiration from being there. And then I came back, and then it just kind of started. I just started writing again, and kind of writing about those experiences. And
so you had a batch of new songs, I guess, and then did you meet other new musicians who were on the same wavelength, or did you kind of form them when you were recording the songs for the album?
Do you know a band called Cadaver?
No.
They're a very well-known German, very hard rock band. I recorded with him a couple of tunes, a couple of demos, and we just kind of developed this sound. It started kind of just organically happening. And then, yeah, Tau, as it is still, is an open project where it just kind of invite a lot of different people in. There's no really, you know, one besides me, there's really no other.
So you are Tau.
I am Tau.
You invite other musicians to perform on various different tracks.
Yeah, that's why I call the album Tau and the Drones of Praise, because I'm not Tau. Tau is the sun. That's what Tau means.
Okay.
It means, father, son, actually, in an indigenous Mexican language, but that's another story. And so I see the project as a project for whoever's around. That's kind of the way it is with modern musicians, you know. They can't. It's hard to sustain a band. So if you have the opportunity, and through the, I'll just keep this quick. I know you're looking at me like, but
I'm looking at you.
Through all this networking and through our ability to be able to travel, it's good to use those as tools, because it enables you to be able to be freer as a band. So, you know, you can invite people. I have these guys in Portugal. I say, hey, do you want to play a gig? Have a show in Portugal. Do you want to play with me? And luckily enough, for whatever reason, it's worked out this way. And all the musicians that play with me are just amazing. And I'm totally inspired by them too, you know, so...
I think anybody that's listening to you chat there and has been listening to you for the last 10 minutes will probably realise that you're a very interesting guy. And the new album is called Tau and the Drones of Praise. It's out on February the 4th, and I've listened to the songs, and I would definitely recommend everybody go and purchase the album and have a listen to it, but also very much listen to the lyrics as well, because there's a lot of good stuff in there.
Thanks, sir.
A lot of very interesting stuff in there. Can you tell us about a gig that's very important to you that's coming up in the next couple of weeks?
Oh yeah, so my sister Dee Mulrooney, she is doing a performance for an exhibition for the Tune Babies, and it's basically in memory of them, involving loads of artists and healers from all around the world. And she will be doing a kind of spoken word, and I'm going to be putting the music to it, and it's very important. It's kind of shedding some light and some, just kind of uplifting the tragedy that it was. And there's a lot of beautiful art going to be there, and I guess there's going to be more discussion to be had. So let me see if I get this right, John. I have my notes here. It's going to be at Inspire Gallery, Gardner Street. Starts on Thursday, January 17th.
Okay.
And it's called Stay With Me.
Okay.
And then my sister and myself will perform on the 19th in the same place.
In Inspire Gallery on Gardner Street. So yeah. January the 19th, yourself and your sister Dee.
Yes.
Excellent stuff. Okay. Sean Mulrooney, thank you so much. Great to see you again.
One more thing, John.
Could be.
DronesOfPraise.com. This is where people can buy the record.
Okay.
We're an independent label. We're putting it out ourselves, so I just wanted to tell people, if they like the music, you know, you can go on to dronesofpraise.com and then you can find everything there.
And that new album is called Tau and the Drones of Praise. It's going to be out on February the 4th, so people can purchase it on dronesofpraise.com. Sean, thank you so
Thanks
much.
Thanks very much, John.
We're going to have, before you head off, we're going to have a listen to another track from that new album. This is called Craw.
can we sit amongst the shadow? Remember the fire within. I ask the help of my ancestors. Through the night.
You will find that song Craw on the new Tao album, Tao and the Drones of Praise, released on February the 4th. You can purchase it on dronesofpraise.com. And thank you once again to Sean Mulroney from Tao for chatting to us on this week's Totally Irish. Still to come tonight, we've got new music from MZA, Peachface, Fiac Moriarty and The Spiral. Right now in the show, though, we're going to listen to a track from the new Contour EP, which will take us musically in a very different direction. Contour are a really great electronic duo whose album Appropriation was one of the best electronic releases of 2017. Do check it out if you like this next track. Anna and Conan, who are the twosome behind Contour, recently released an EP called Recesses. It contains six tracks, one of which is this one, Crocodile. Thank you. Crocodile, spelled with a capital K, by the way, is the name of that track from Contour. It's one of six that feature on Contour's new EP, Recesses, which you should check out, along with Appropriation, their excellent album from 2017. Okay, we're going to say goodbye to part one of this week's Totally Irish with the new single from Daniel John Paxton. Some of you may remember Daniel as being a member of Sweet Jane and Buffalo Sun. I think I remember seeing Sweet Jane for the first time at Hard Working Class Heroes 2009. So he's been a part of the Irish music scene for a good few years. He releases his first solo single on February the 1st. It's called Railway Line. It's launched in Whelan's on February the 2nd with support from Gallants. Here it is.
Street and Blanchardstown, home to legendary burgers and rock and roll memorabilia since 1971.
Totally Irish. The sound of the city. 98 FM. Throw away. I found out
You Never Saw Me Dance from Peach Face. And this week's Totally Irish, that is Peach Face's debut single. If you like that track and you fancy some live music, well, you can catch Peach Face in the Bello Bar on January the 11th, which is this Friday? Is that right, Dennis? Yeah, Friday. Yeah, exactly. So that's Peach Face in the Bello Bar this Friday. You are tuned in to part two of this week's Totally Irish with me, John Barker, 98FM's weekly Irish music show sponsored by Captain America's Cookhouse and Bar. We have another hour of new Irish music for you to enjoy before 11 o'clock. On the way shortly is the new single from Fiacc Moriarty. It's Fiacc's first release since 2015. He has been busy, though, because last year he spent it touring as a member of Bioga and Aldoc, who are two Irish trad and folk acts who have a really great reputation for being amazing live acts. Fiacc's new single is called Everything Will Rhyme, and I have a feeling that the style, the genre of the song will take you back in time. First, though, we're going to take a listen to a collaborative track between Dublin songwriter Rob Delaney and a producer from the west of Ireland called The Spiral. Last August, The Spiral released an EP called Modern Nature, which you can check out through the label and studio, which is based in West Cork, called Stormtree Recording Company. That EP is online. This week, both Rob and The Spiral have released a new EP together called Mercury Falls. And from it, in this week's Totally Irish, here is their track, Gold.
98FM's Totally Irish with Captain America's Cookhouse and Bar, Grafton Street and Blanchardstown, home to legendary burgers and rock and roll memorabilia since 1971.
I kissed you and you cried and whispered your goodbye. For everything we knew, you stretched and you outgrew. But there will be a time when everything will rhyme for you. I crooned a lullaby, you wooed a butterfly, and held it in your paw to coo and oo and aw. You set that treasure free, but everything will rhyme, you'll see. In poem and word and song, we breathe and we belong. You took your time, it's true. But there will be a time when everything will rhyme for you. And we sway and drunkenly survey all that we foresee, but everything will rhyme for we. In poem and word and song, we breathe and we belong. You took your time, it's true, but now will be the time when everything will rhyme for you.
The best new Irish music every Sunday.
98FM's Totally Irish
with John Barker.
Softly now, listen up, speaking softly, softly now. Listen up, speaking softly, softly now. Listen up, speaking softly, softly now.
Totally Irish.
John Barker on 98 FM.
This week's Totally Irish tip of the week is oranges. Oranges are a Dublin band that comprises of three musicians who spent many years on the Irish music scene. Gavin Duffy, Mickey Dernan and Ed Kelly have all previously played in bands around Dublin, including Threadpoles, Maximum Joy and Kappa's Cap. Now playing together as Oranges, they're ready to release their debut album, Jesus, in March. The track The Way You Look is their lead single from Jesus. Clocking in at just under 2 minutes, it provides a punchy, exciting snapshot of what to expect when the album is released. A driving drum beat and scuzzy loud guitars combine to create an energetic slice of raucous rock-inspired sounds. Jesus will be 11 tracks in total and was recorded with Stephen Quinn over just 6 hours at the end of 2017. It'll be released on the Sligo independent label Art for Blind. Until its release, you can listen to The Way You Look on Orange's Bandcamp.
FM's Totally Irish with Captain America's Cookhouse and Bar, Grafton Street and Blanchardstown, home to legendary burgers and rock and roll memorabilia since 1971.
You only love me when you're half awake, or out of your mind, no, whatever you take.
Saint Sister will be one of the many acts and artists taking part in this year's first Fortnight, which, of course, is the annual festival which challenges mental health prejudice through creative arts. There are loads of really great events taking place over the 2 weeks of the festival. Check out firstfortnight.ie for all the details. On Friday, for example, Saint Sister will be curating a night of music and spoken word along with poetician Stephen James Smith, and that takes place in the Workman's Club. From Saint Sister's album, by the way, The Shape of Silence, you've just been listening to the track Half Awake, but there are loads and loads of really great events, as I said, taking place over the 2 weeks of First Fortnight, which kicked off a few days ago. On Wednesday, for example, I'm going to be going to Whelan's, where the talk called The Art of Anxiety, hosted by Nadine O'Regan, will be taking place, and the panel includes Cathy Davey and our good friend Dave Hannerty as well, so I'm really looking forward to that. But check out firstfortnight.ie for all the details of all the events that are taking place. Now, before Saint Sister, you heard our very own Laura Keegan with her tip of the week, and that was Oranges, who I must confess I'd never heard of before. Thank you, Laura. Before Laura, you heard a track from Kid Karate, which is always so much fun to play on this show. That was called Louda. Getting louder, louder. Kid Karate played at Workman's Club on January the 18th. Okay, this Wednesday lunchtime, we will find out the 10 nominees for this year's Choice Music Prize, i.e. the competition for the best album of 2018. Who will be on the shortlist? Well, you would imagine that Kojak will be on it. Villagers, Saint Sister, Reggie Snow, maybe La Galaxy. Will Paddy Hannah make it? Will The Academic make it? Will Just Mustard be on it? I have absolutely no idea, because you know what? There's always one or two surprises. 10 judges will be deciding who makes the shortlist. The awards will take place in Vicar Street on March the 7th, and I'm saying that to you guys and also to Dennis Vavasor beside me so he can make sure that he keeps that Thursday night free. Last year's deserved winners were Ships with their album Procession, and from it, here's the track Round and Round.
Stop.
Brand new sounds.
This is Totally Irish with John Barker
on 98 FM.
If you know you like me, then dance with me tonight, please. I don't want to make this harder than it needs to be. So if you know you like me, then dance with me tonight, please. It's been such a long day, making money, trying to get paid. I think I'm going insane. Working 9 to 5 is messing with my brain. I turn my alarm on, sip some tea and try and turn my chime on. My thoughts come like a car bomb.
Explain that, please.
Blowing up can put the stress in my day. No, I won't be wealthy. You can always help me. Come outside and see me, 'cause you know you can hear me. I don't want to make this harder than it needs to be. So, if you know you like me, then dance with me tonight, please.
Music every Sunday.
98 FM's Totally Irish
with John Barker.
I keep saying there ain't no hope here, but I face the globe with no fears. 'Cause when I chase the goal, it's so clear that I'm supposed to own it the whole year. Just know you won't take the gold and no gear. Gotta go for broke, I feel the cold here. Run down your face for showing a race, holding up a space in a place that you never go near. Many looked at me lame, assaulted the game. Detroit gunning for me, didn't come with that aim. From one to remain through the storm and the rain, so I'll run this game through the fun and the pain. Yeah, 'cause it comes with both. The highs and the lows ain't a fucking joke. You gotta stay strong, I'll be pushed aside and float round in the smoke till it's sunk and broke. I stay grinding, coming through boiling, repping for the whole island with no sign of retirement. Each and every song is a new assignment to uplift the youth in this crucial time. Because I'm fluent in truth, proving my proof when I do what I do. Spitting jewels in the field, dies for these fake rappers. Every move is a fluke, can't believe they really have so many feel. But that's proof's not me though, I see through the ego. Shit's really going down like a ski slope, but I stay going up till I'm seen showing up in the Turks mansion where the G's go. As I said before, I never die. My soul is hard to destroy, but I just let it fly back to the source. So at this moment in time, I'm living life without a gram or a morse. Chilling with the lads as we stand on the porch, but as I look forward about 10 years, I'm gonna say a hustle from the pram to the porch. 'Cause I wanna make brands through the mind and support. I'm a fan of the sport, to be in the best daily. And all the hard work hasn't yet failed me. So even when the days get crazy, I'll be swayzy in the lab making art just to break it. Saying there ain't no hope here, but I face the globe with no fear. 'Cause when I chase the goal, it's so clear that I'm supposed to own it the whole year. Just know you won't take the gold in low gear. Gotta go for broke, I feel a cold fear. Run down your face for showing a race, holding up a space in a place that you're never gone near. They keep saying there ain't no hope here, but I face the globe with no fear. 'Cause when I chase the goal, it's so clear that I'm supposed to own it the whole year. Just know you won't take the cold and low gear. Gotta go for broke, I feel the cold here. Run down your face for showing a race, holding up a space in a place that you never go near. When I stop to reflect, all the dots connect. I know to make boss moves, so the clocks project the timeline that says I'm gonna prosper next. I stop to check and now gotta shop the wreck. Game tight like not
to my locks I press. Meaning that I break through while the flocks and tests. Took off finesse on deck when I plug the best. Always fresh to when it's the flex when I rock the set. Yeah, yeah, you know me. Something you should go see. That will keep it low key. Used to be on the cold streets till I broke free. Now I'm walking OT till I'm seen as an OG. On top till I get the fees and O's bleed. But it's only me, cause so pretty slowly. I'm like, fuck it. That's how I got here. Working hard all year in. When never stopping to worry, I profit. Anyone that did should admit that over twin. That's how the end got near. Inspired as around you to go for this. Even though in some cases your friends are clear. Except for the ones who believed in you. Until the passion in your heart start bleeding. Real into existence. Real ones are stuck around in any instance. Got a bad, that's the code of my seasons. To really get a sense of the distance it takes to run the track. Imagine taking 2 steps forward and 1 step back. Have you got the patience for that? Or will you get complacent and lack on the ways to attack? Your one true chance to react and advance to a space you can stand. Put your name and claim is your own. If you don't want to be racing with rats to remain in the zone. There ain't no hope here. But I face the globe with no fear. Cause when I chase the goal it's so clear. That I'm supposed to own it the whole year. Just know you won't take the gold in low gear. Gotta go for broke, I feel a cold tear. Run down your face for showing a race. Holding up a space in a place that you never gone near. They keep saying there ain't no hope here. But I face the globe with no fear. Cause when I chase the gold it's so clear. That I'm supposed to own it the whole year. Just know you won't take the gold in low gear. Gotta go for broke, I feel a cold tear. Run down your face for showing a race. Holding up a space in a place that you never gone near.
Rebel Phoenix plays the Grand Social on January the 24th with support from Burner Records and Marcus Woods. You've just been listening to his track So Clear. Before Rebel Phoenix, we played you some Local Boy, his release from last year called Dance With Me Tonight Please, which is a line that I have used before with women and never worked. Local Boy is musician Jake Hurley, who is a member of Word Up Collective. You'll remember that Phil and Annette Udell from Word Up Collective were live on our 2018 review show on December the 16th, only 3 weeks ago, along with Natalia O'Flaherty, who wowed us with her spoken word magic spells. Okay, We Bloom are a monthly live music event that takes place in the Workman's Club. They celebrate their third birthday in the Workman's Club next Saturday, which is January the 12th, with live music from Keezy, Alex Smith and Wastefellow. And we've got a track from Wastefellow's EP from last year on the way shortly called Philosophy Plastic. First though, Bouts Boys, those Bouts Boys will be, they're actually called Bouts, will be live on the show on January the 27th. They are returning after 5 years away, though they've all been quite busy, with a new album which is called Flow. It's out on January the 25th. They're going to be live on Totally Irish though on January the 27th, chatting all about that new album. And right now on this week's Totally Irish, we have got their brand new single, which was only sent on to me a few hours ago. It's the third single from their new album. This is called Love's Lost Landings Part 2 from Bouts on this week's Totally Irish.
Rise to help you home. Love isn't enough on its own. It's a flotation device to help you home. Love isn't enough on its own. It's a flotation device to help you home. Love isn't enough on its own. It's a flotation device to help you home. Love isn't enough.
new sounds.
This is Totally Irish with John Barker
on 98 FM.
Can you see it in the smoke? Try catch it in the bottle and make a totem for you to hold when you are lonely and your hands close on empty air when you are sickly.
John Barker.
This is your Totally Irish Gig Guide, the guide letting you know what gigs are happening around Dublin this week. On Tuesday at Crowbar, Dan Elliott takes to the stage with support from Moylan Music starting at 8:30. Admission is free. Peachface celebrate the launch of their single You Never Saw Me Dance in the Bello Bar on Friday. Support in the form of Dot and Dara McCabe round out a great lineup. Tickets are €10. Also on Friday at the Midnight Hour upstairs in Whelan's, Versive take to the stage with Screaming Giants playing support. Admission is free. Friday also sees First Fortnight host their therapy sessions event in the Workman's Club. The lineup is curated by Saint Sister and includes Pillow Queens, Rachel Lavelle and David Tapley from Tandem Felix. There will also be a spoken word programme curated by Stephen James Smith. Tickets are €10 and available online. first Fortnite celebrations continue on Saturday with the big gig taking place in Tramline. A fantastic lineup includes Mango and Mathman, Molly Sterling, Paddy Hanna, and Brave Giant. Tickets are €12. Finally, on Saturday, We Bloom celebrate 3 years of hosting events with a gig in the Workman's. The lineup includes Wastefellow, Kinsey, and Alex Smith, and admission is free.
Everybody knows I'm a from my head to my toes, I'm a every head on my shoulders, I'm
brand new sounds.
This is Totally Irish with John Barker
on 98 FM.
You know we're trying to make it last, it is looking funny. Doing what it takes, got me rapping like a mommy. And I keep it real slick, even looking scruffy. Don't underestimate me, I never got lucky. I'm just gifted, gifted with the flow. When it comes to this scene, I just play my role. And I'm gifted, trying to get some more. You know what it takes, watch me take control. Like, fade the lights, I'm trying to keep it lit. Give me all the shine, all the I need shine. All of it. Timing on my side, but I don't give a I'm just doing me, maybe you should take a seat. And I'm jaded, chasing that dream, can't leave you speculating. Is it really worth it? At the end of the day then, when your close friends all turn to strangers, just looking for perfection, make a good impression. Been at this for years, see rapping my profession. And I never stop to look in that direction. I just keep it moving, still don't pay attention. Cause you know we're trying to make it last, it is looking funny. Doing what it takes, got me rapping like a mommy. And I keep it real slick, even looking scruffy. Don't underestimate me, I never got lucky. I'm just gifted, gifted with the flow. When it comes to this scene, I just play my role. And I'm gifted, tryna get some more. You know what it takes, watch and take control. Like, and I'm still dedicated. Future looking so bright, the living in the present. All about the commas, all about the paychecks. I don't do no dramas, I just see some latex. Still upgraded, take it how you like. See, I don't do no statements, I just keep it moving. I don't leave no traces. This was like a movie, the return of the greatest. Just looking for perfection, make a good impression. Been at this for years, see, rapping my profession. And I never stop to look in that direction. I just keep it moving, still don't pay attention. Watch me go.
Gifted is the name of that new single from MZA, who is a good friend of Totally Irish. MZA performs in the Soundhouse on January the 26th, which is a Saturday, so a great night for some live music. And you'll remember that MZA was live on Totally Irish a few weeks ago, and he was chatting about this gig. He was super excited about it because he's released music for the last 2 or 3 years, but he's never performed live. So this is his first ever live gig, so he's super excited about it. It does take place in the Soundhouse on Saturday, January the 26th, and I'm sure he'd love to see as many people as possible at that particular gig. Okay, that is nearly it for this week's Totally Irish. Many thanks for listening to our first show of 2019. I do hope you've enjoyed all of the music that we've played for you tonight. Thank you to Sean Mulroney from Tau for coming in and chatting to us. And thank you, as always, to Team Totally Irish, Dennis Vavasour and Laura Keegan, for all their hard work behind the scenes. We're going to be back next Sunday, as always, between 9 and 11, with more great new Irish music. We're going to be previewing this year's Whelan's Once to Watch Festival, as well as chatting about the nominees for this year's Choice Music Prize, which are announced on Wednesday lunchtime. We're going to finish off this week's music with a single from a musician called Rob DeBoer. This is called Little Big Brother. See you all next Sunday. Have a great week.
Oh, dear brother, won't you lay it down to me? See, I know you got problems with her. That's clear to see. And if you could just bite back a little, might set you free. But with your tender soul, it don't come naturally. No, it don't come naturally. Little big brother, you took me by surprise. Now that I'm older, it's you on my shoulders, and I'll keep you safe tonight. Will you stand tall by my side when I was just a boy? Not a notion then of the things that you had known. Only joy, only joy to see you smile. And the way you clap your hands, you take these signals,
take these signals
as ones to understand. Won't you help me understand?
Help me understand.
Little big brother, you took me by surprise. Now that I'm older, it's you on my shoulders, and I'll keep you safe tonight.
FM's Totally Irish with Captain America's Cookhouse and Bar, Grafton Street and Blanchardstown, home to legendary burgers and rock and roll memorabilia since 1971.